everyone. My name is Tracy Dukert, and I'm the Digital Communications Coordinator for the Westchester Area School District. I am here today as your host of the Westchester Area School District's Chalk Talk with a couple of very special guests from Henderson High School. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Sure. Thanks for being here. Could you introduce yourselves and tell us what grade you're in at Henderson?
My name is Kelly, and I'm a senior at Henderson.
I'm Erica, and I'm a senior at Henderson as well.
Well, Kelly and Erica are here today to talk about something that they participated in a few weeks ago, and it was sponsored by the Dr. Edwin Cottrell Entrepreneurial Leadership Center at Westchester University, and it was the fourth annual WCU Business Idea Competition. And that event promotes creativity and idea generation by recognizing innovative ideas for new products, services, and technology. They were specially selected out of how many, I guess, applicants do you know?
I think it was around like 120.
Wow, to participate and, I guess, pitch their big idea, which we'll get into in a little bit. So without further ado, I'd love to know more about this big idea that you had and your entrepreneurial vision, business plan, so forth and so on. I understand it's called Forget Me Not, play on the word not, which I think they'll describe. So tell me about it.
So basically the company is an infinity scarves company, where about 30% of each scarf profit goes to the Alzheimer's Association.
Mm-hmm.
And they're priced at about $25, and they cost about $8 to make, so that means we make about $10 per scarf. This is all theoretical right
yeah.
now, but basically, when they're delivered to the customer, they come in a box and it has a little mission statement telling the customer what they've accomplished by purchasing our scarves and helping to find the cure towards Alzheimer's.
Wow. Okay. So this idea that you had was reviewed by what sounds like business angels and business advisors as part of the, you know, their judging process. You submitted it, I think, by March 2nd, from what it sounds like, so not too long ago. And then you were selected to participate in the business idea pitch event, and that was at Westchester University. And so from there, it looks like you then had to present your idea again in front of, was it a crowd of judges or?
Yeah.
Yeah. There were about 12 judges that, judged our idea, and we ended up winning.
Wow, yeah. Congratulations. Well, that's
Thank
I'm
you.
Glad you're here to talk about this. I love the idea. I'm wearing a scarf right now that I paid way more than $25 for, which I really wish I, you know, could have supported the Alzheimer's Association. So, just to go back a little bit more, so this was open to, from what it sounds like, or from what I read here in my notes, students who go to, I guess there are different categories or divisions, and so it was open to students of Westchester University, alumni, staff and faculty, and then they opened it up to the Westchester Area School District, and so all three of our high schools, Henderson, East, and Reston, were able to participate, and that's where those 100-plus applicants came from. Okay, cool. All right. From there, then you participated, or you, I guess, competed by presenting your product. How much time did you have to present your product?
We had about 5 minutes present our product, but we've practiced it so many times that we knew it basically by heart.
And did you have an actual scarf with you that would be like a mock-up?
I've made a couple of scarves for us and some other friends of ours for their birthdays and then for this project, so we were able to pass around and wear them and be able to showcase them.
Wow, I see. What were some of the other projects or business ideas that you competed against, if you can remember?
I know the one that won the whole grand prize, it was this woman who made meals that were pureed for people who can't swallow or have diseases that it makes it hard for them to swallow. And it made them look like actual dishes, so it didn't take like that much out of their everyday meal, but that way they could eat it without being nervous about choking or having issues with that.
Wow. Now, did you have some close competitors in the high school division against you, or were you not able to watch them or anything?
We saw the other competitor, her name was Abby, and she was really, really great, and she did one about a camera that you would place on top of the high school gyms to get videos for scouting for different sports, and that would kind of help eliminate all the stress that goes into that.
Yeah, that can be a stressful process, making sure you get the right film to potential future coaches. Wow, okay, very good. Now, tell me a little bit more about the forget-me-not business idea. Who would your target market be, or what would they look like?
It's pretty much segmented into two. We have young adults, which are like ages 15 to 25, and then women ages 25 to 45. And we are geared towards women because about two-thirds, I believe, of Alzheimer's patients in America are women, so that would definitely directly affect them. And also, 5.1 million people are affected by this in America, so that would reach out to them. And we would definitely want to target caregivers and people who want to give back to their community.
Excellent. Wow, okay. I mean, this sounds fantastic. I love the idea. What are some of your short-term and long-term goals? I know that this is all hypothetical, but I'm, you know, assuming you had to develop some short-term and long-term goals.
So our short-term goals were to develop a website and then to find people to promote our scarves on YouTube, and that would incorporate our target market with the age range of 15 to 25.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would eventually advertise through Facebook to reach our second target market, which is the 35 to 45 range.
Perfect.
And our long-term goal is to expand the forget-me-not team. We would add more seamstresses, marketing personnel. We would invest in new equipment and mass produce the scarves.
Now, would you mass produce them from Westchester?
That was our plan.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Not like from your house, or would you rent a space? Or?
I think if we were able to get it off the ground, renting a spot would be ideal.
Yeah.
But obviously, at first, it would just be us with a sewing machine.
Yeah. Very neat. Now, I'm curious as to why you chose the Alzheimer's Association as the recipient of your profits.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a connection to home, or it just felt right? Or?
Well, what I've noticed lately is that a lot of business organization brands go towards children in need or the hungry or cancer patients, and I didn't really see any of them donating to Alzheimer's, which is just as serious a disease, but not really getting the attention it truly needs. And lately there's been a lot of movies and TV shows geared towards it. I know a lot of friends who have had family members with Alzheimer's. So I think I just thought this needs attention, and it really hasn't gotten it.
Yeah, and I love the name. It's such a smart name for this.
Thank
Forget
you.
Me not. How did you come up with that?
It was all Kelly.
I was during our business class, and my business teacher was writing something on the board, and all of a sudden I was like, and
just popped in your mind. And you're like, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, that is huge. I mean, I just thought that was an incredible name because it means so much, carries so much connotation to it. Now, what made you want to enter this competition? How did you find out about it?
Our business teacher told us about the competition, and we entered it through our class, and multiple people in our class entered as well.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So the competition in your class. Were there other classes, too?
I think she opened it up to all of her business classes. I think she runs around six.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And she told us, like, not to get our hopes up because it was a huge competition, but and then when we got in, we were so surprised and shocked.
And I think it was it narrowed down, you said, to three or four high school?
Two high schools.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wow, from 100 plus applicants.
Yeah.
That's a lot to be proud of.
Yeah,
very
thank
nice.
You.
Now, I'm curious, I guess you're a team of three. You're missing one today, right?
Yeah. Kendall's, her sister's getting inducted into a National Honor Society at her college.
Well, we'll excuse her for that. But congratulations to Kendall, too, and obviously to the two of you. So were there teams, was there a max team size? Like, you could only have three, or you could only have, you know, four or less, or?
I think it was kind of open to whatever. I think we were one of the largest ones with three. I think most of them were two or one.
Wow. Okay, yeah, that's right. You mentioned that the student who came in second, actually a fellow Henderson student, and she was a team of one.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the Sky Scout project. So very cool. All right. Now, I'm curious, it sounds like the application process, just looking at the information here, was a little bit lengthy. You know, you had to enter by March. You know, things happened in April. It's now May. You're on the show. What was the preparation like for this competition? You know, when did that idea pop into your mind, the Infinity Scarf idea? And, you know, from start to finish to today, what was that experience like? How did you work it?
Well, like I said before, I started making them for some friends of mine. I started a couple years ago for Kendall, actually, for her 16th birthday. I didn't know what to get her, and so I quick made an Infinity scarf. It was fairly easy, and then when we had to come up with, we're in an entrepreneurship class right now, and we had to come up with a business idea, and I had just seen all these things about Alzheimer's and heard from my friends and things, and I thought, what can I do and how can I put that into helping the Alzheimer's Association? So that's kind of how the idea came up. As far as preparing for the competition, we had entered another competition called the Diamond Challenge through University of Delaware.
Yes, I've heard of it.
Yeah, and we presented this project there as well, and mm-hmm. also through our club at at school called DECA, which is mm-hmm. a business society, and we presented it at the state competition for that too. So it was kind of built up all year. We've been working on this. So once we got there, we were pretty set.
Second nature. You're like, I've done this three times before.
Yeah, exactly.
It's natural for me. I see. Now, speaking of the competition, you already touched upon it a little bit, but what did you experience? So you were there, you saw, you know, people a lot older than you, you know, whether they were students or professionals, alumni. What was that whole experience like, you know, from the moment you woke up that morning? I'm sure there were butterflies.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of the other people at the competition were very experienced, and they'd already been through all these business classes and
made sales.
Yeah, they'd made sales.
Oh,
their company was like already off the ground and running. So we were kind of intimidated by that, but
isn't the name of this the Big Idea Pitch?
I know, right?
So my thought would be they haven't had all that.
That's what we thought, but some of the products were incredible, and it was just so amazing to see like how thought out everything was and just the ideas that people came up with mm-hmm. on their own.
And everyone was very supportive there of each other.
Good.
It was really great.
Now, did each of you speak at the event?
Yes.
Okay. You each presented, I guess, just a different piece or whatnot?
Yeah. We had like a PowerPoint switched off.
Three
of us.
Okay. And that was something you guys practiced,
I'm assuming.
After school, maybe during school. Okay. Excellent. All right. Well, we are going to head into our first commercial break, but stay tuned here to WCHE 1520 AM. We'll be back with more Westchester Area School District Chalk Talk.
You've heard me talk a lot about the dangers of faulty wiring and how it can cause a fire at any time, and I've stressed the importance of having your home's wiring system checked before it's too late. How about you join me, Ron McNeil, at a free seminar on May 25th at the Chester County Historical Society building, beginning at 7 in the evening. Now, we'll be on hand to talk about how to prevent electrical hazards in your home, and you can come out, get answers to your questions from certified electricians. Electric Man will even give out a free plug-in carbon monoxide detector to the first 20 people to register at 610-651-8190. So call Denise. She's waiting for your call now. So if you own a home in our area, please make an effort to join us on May 25th, 7 p.m. at the Chester County Historical Society, 225 North High Street in Westchester. You can register 610-651-8190 or on the web at www.electricman.biz. And I really do look forward to meeting you there.
Of course my kid's in the right car seat. Well, I think he is.
Yeah, my kid's in a booster seat. He was ready to move up. He is ready, right?
Her car seat looks like the right size.
There are probably rules on when to move up to a booster seat. Aren't there?
Rear-facing? Forward-facing? I think I have it right.
Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your children in the right car seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
I know my child's in the right car seat, or else I wouldn't get in the driver's seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WCHE 1520 AM, bringing you all things Chester County from our palatial studios on West Gay Street in Uptown Westchester, the talk of Chester County. If you don't believe it, just ask your neighbor. They listen.
Hello, everyone. everyone, and welcome back to the Westchester Area School District's Chalk Talk. I am your host, Tracy Dukert, and I am the Digital Communications Coordinator for the school district. So we, as I mentioned, have two very special guests with us today. They are students, they are seniors at Henderson High School, and they are the creators of the forget-me-not business, I guess, idea. And so we'll jump right back into our questions here. I'm interested in learning a little bit more about some of the things you learned as a result of participating in the business competition a few weeks ago. So you could tell me more about that.
I learned from everybody's like professionalism in the competition. Everybody was great and supportive, and everybody was so friendly. It was just amazing to see how everyone connected.
Yeah. Supportive.
And gave some tips on how maybe to present it next time.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Not while you were presenting.
No.
They came up afterwards. Okay, very nice. Now, since you did come in first place, what does that mean? What, did you win anything?
We won a cash prize of $500, and we won a trophy.
Oh, okay, great. Cool. Come on in, Mark. We have a third guest with us right now. He is, basically the Greater Westchester Chamber of Commerce sponsored the 4th Annual Business Idea Competition's High School Division. And so he is our special guest. We have two of our students with us here now, Mark, Kelly, and Erica. They are two of the three from the Forget Me Not business idea. And so welcome, Mark. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Sorry I'm late.
That's okay. Well, could you tell us a little bit about what you do for the Greater Westchester Chamber of Commerce?
So I'm just running up the street, so I'm a little out of breath, so I apologize. I looked at my clock and realized what time it was. So I'm president of the Greater Westchester Chamber of Commerce, and the Chamber of Commerce really works to connect businesses with the community and with each other. Mm-hmm. So we focus a lot of our time on putting on events, providing resources, providing opportunities for our businesses to become more successful. Mm-hmm. Most people also know that we also run some of the larger events in Westchester. So we run the Iron Heel Twilight Criterium and the Westchester Christmas Parade presented by QVC. So,
which is awesome. I'm sure you both have been there.
Yeah.
It's a favorite. Cool. All right, great. Now, going back to the ladies here, you both won. The three of you won. Kendall can't be here today. So just remind me what you won again.
We won a $500 cash prize and a trophy.
Very nice. Now, who gets the trophy? Who gets to keep it? Are we sharing it every month? You know, it goes to a different house?
Yeah, this is a traveling pants type thing.
I see. Okay. And now, you do know that the cash prize that you received was courtesy of the Greater Westchester Chamber of Commerce. So, this is the man to thank.
You're right. Yes.
Came out of my pocket personally.
I know. Yeah. Well, just heading back to you, Mark, speaking of the person to thank, since you did sponsor the high school division, what made the Greater Westchester Chamber of Commerce do that? Why did you decide to?
So, as you know, we have a great relationship with the Westchester Area School District, and we also have a building relationship with Westchester University. And I have participated by attending the Big Idea Pitch for the last couple of years and just saw it as a great opportunity and wanted to do more for our businesses. So there's a lot of business owners that we have or employees of business owners that have some great ideas. And I wanted to give them the opportunity to get connected with this pitch, because right now it was just students, faculty, et cetera, of Westchester University.
Yeah.
And when we started the conversation, I was like, you know what, in addition to that, I would like to find a way to connect our students, because today we actually had the interviews. I believe one of you interviewed, right? Okay. So we had our interview today for our scholarship, our Westchester, our Education Foundation scholarship.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we always have such great ideas, such great pitches. There's some really good information that's coming from these students who are really making a difference to come up with projects and products and ideas that are going to be future chamber members. And I wanted to do something that connected them with the university and with this program. So we sat down with some of the teachers from Westchester School District. We sat down with Matt Shea from Westchester University, and we came up with this idea to have these two additional tracks to get involved with the pitch.
Which is excellent. I mean, and look at what you've created. Do you think that this will continue next year? You'll support this again in the future?
The school district, the Westchester Greater Westchester Chamber Education Foundation is funded two ways, through our 10 grand event, which is an event that we do in the spring. Mm-hmm. It raises money for the Education Foundation. And we are also an EITC pass-through organization.
Perfect.
So we can use some of those funds. Actually, up to 20% of those funds mm-hmm. can be allocated for us to do business. We don't need it to run the chamber, so we will use some of those funds to actually be unallocated and do programs like this.
Perfect. Well, thank you on behalf of the district for supporting
these
students.
It's our pleasure.
I mean, we love, you know, our students do great things, and this idea alone I'm obsessed with. I mean, I'm here in my scarf now.
The pitch was awesome. I mean, I watched your pitch, and it was a great pitch. You guys did a great job the way the three of you interacted, and it was really fun to watch that and to know that we were kind of a part of getting you guys on that stage.
So
we're very excited.
Very nice. Now, ladies, can you tell me a little bit more about what you like most about your business classes? I'm sure that they helped prepare you for the experience.
Yes, definitely. We love our business class. We have a first period, and we're also very involved in the club that goes along with it, which is called DECA, where we compete in district, state, and national competitions. We didn't go to nationals this year, but just a couple weeks ago, they went to Nashville for nationals, and it was a lot of fun, I heard. But we love the, like, environment in that class, or at least I know I do, and it's super relaxed and open to ideas. Ms. Weber is super supportive of anything that you want to come up with and want to pursue. She's great. She's like our mom.
Very nice. Well, I'm sure she'd be happy to hear that and to know that. And she is great. She couldn't be here today because you said she had to be at Six Flags.
I know.
Terrible.
Poor thing.
But that was a planned, I guess, field trip of sorts.
Yes. Every year.
Perfect. Now, you mentioned the word DECA. What does DECA stand for? What does that mean?
Oh, we're not quite sure. Oh. We get asked that a lot. I don't know if it stands for something in particular. I know it's, but it's basically marketing and business management and entrepreneurial competitions and based club, and it's very supportive of entrepreneurs and people who want to pursue the business career.
You mentioned that you compete in DECA, so
yes.
how does that work? What is a competition like in DECA?
You go in and you have an hour to take a test, and then after you take the test, you have a timed role play where you basically do a mock interview type thing, and then they score you based on that, and you can win either first, second, or third, and then I think districts, you have 10 spots open, and then mm-hmm. the top 10 go to, in different categories, go to states, and then the top three from states go to nationals.
I see. Okay.
I was actually a judge for that the last couple of years.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're even more familiar with the work they're doing.
Yeah. It's a really cool competition, and it's actually pretty. It's interesting to watch the students prepare because they're given some general information, and we're given different information as judges.
I see.
And so we're supposed to ask questions that kind of make them think, and it's not always what they're presented with. They need to think sometimes on their feet.
Yeah.
And it's really impressive. Some of the students especially will just blow you away. They'll come in with business cards. They only have 5-10 minutes to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll create business cards, and they'll create, you know, a mini marketing plan. It's really pretty cool to watch.
I say this, I feel like, on every radio show. These are teenagers doing these things. You have professionals that are not even close to that.
No. Yeah.
So it's really neat to see that you're already there, and you're having these experiences that you can take with you and apply to the rest of your lives. So I want to just go back to what we were talking about before with the competition. And Mark, I guess I'm curious as to what you believe that the students gained or experienced as a result of their participation in the competition.
Well, I think what you gain is a couple of things. One, you know, you're supported by your friends and family as you put together a product, and you know what you're trying to get out of that, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what you get out of the competition is you get some questions you never thought of.
Mm-hmm.
And they're questions from people who, and I'm going to say this, and I don't necessarily mean it this way, but who don't care. They don't care whether you succeed or fail. They want to ask you the right questions. And they actually, I shouldn't say they don't care, they want you to succeed. So they're going to ask you some questions that your friends and family maybe didn't want to ask you, didn't think to ask you, and you're getting such a broad perspective. And so the pitch itself gets you prepared to talk in front of people and on, you know, on command, and everybody knows, you know, that's one of the most scary things to do is talk in front of people.
So you
get that experience,
mm-hmm.
but then you get these questions that some of them are from absolute left field that you never even thought of. And it does two things. One, it makes you think about your project. So later you can go back and go, wow, I didn't think about that. If I want this to be successful, I need to think about that. And two, it makes you think on your feet. So you're like, do I know everything about my product? And am I ready to present? And so I really do think it's a great opportunity to kind of learn almost, you know, on your feet.
Yeah. And we were talking a little bit about that offline during the commercial break about it, developing your public speaking skills and how that affected you. Do you remember any of the questions that were asked that kind of threw you for a loop or...
No, I don't remember any of the questions.
It was a blur.
Yeah, but I remember dropping my cards during the presentation, and I remember being like, but,
what do I do?
Yeah, but I think I gained a little bit of confidence from that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. because you then couldn't use them.
Yeah, I saw her drop her cards, but she didn't skip a beat. Like, she picked them up.
Yeah.
She wasn't like, oh, my God. She just picked them up, and she found her knit place, and she handled it very well. And that's, you know, those are things that you can't practice. You can't. Unless you have a little brother that wants to knock it out.
Yeah. And maybe you can have that, you know, for next time.
Yeah. I remember one of the questions, or it was more like a suggestion, was bringing our scarves to, like, Alzheimer's walks in Philly and different local Alzheimer's walks. And I actually used that today in my interview this morning, saying maybe that's a possibility to get our word out there.
Excellent. So you're putting what he said into action, but, you know, you're taking what you learned or what he experienced and applying it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, speaking of applying it, how have you've just answered that next question, and how have you applied what you've learned, maybe not just in this competition, but in your business classes too, to your life, whether it's personally or, I don't know if we can say professionally at this point yet, because you're not even in college or a graduate of college, but, you know.
Well, I know definitely anytime we have something like this competition or DECA or, like I said before, we were in the Diamond Challenge at University of Delaware as well. I was thinking today, like, anytime you get a chance to practice your public speaking or presenting an idea in a situation that isn't that comfortable, but there are a lot of people watching you, it just makes you grow and be able to do it so much better the next time. And I think that's something that people don't really have, especially like now in high school and college, and by having that skill, it just makes me a lot more comfortable going into college.
Perfect. What about you?
Yeah, I used to be a really timid person, and now, like what Kelly said, I'm able to talk in front of people, and I can public speak. And,
perfect. And you can continue to do that through college.
Right.
And now, where are both of you going to school after you graduate?
I'm going to West Virginia University.
Very nice. Congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm going to Albright College in Reading.
Awesome. Now, will you two stay in touch, I hope?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We're best friends.
Excellent. Well, that's really clear. Now, speaking of that, how do you feel collectively or in a whole, how has Henderson prepared you for your future?
I think our business classes just help us to be professional, and I think sometimes some of the questions that Ms. Weber asked help me in, like, interviews for jobs and just everything like that.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like our business classes have prepared us the most out of all of my classes at Henderson with public speaking and presenting ideas and being able to know. Like, I didn't know on a PowerPoint you're supposed to have as little information as possible and speak more. I thought you were supposed to have everything on there. So Ms. Weber told me.
I didn't learn that until a few years ago. So you're lucky.
Some people still haven't learned that.
Yes, that's really true. And Mark, you've obviously done a lot yourself and the Greater Westchester Chamber of Commerce to help prepare students for their futures. So how can the community find out more about the Greater Westchester Chamber of Commerce?
So our website is GreaterWestchester.com, and you can go there and you can see the events that we're holding, the resources that we're providing, the connection with the community that we do. You can call us at the Chamber, 610-696-4046. And we've got, you know, the interesting thing about our Chamber is we have four full-time staff members, which in this region, not just Chester County, but in this region, a lot of chambers have one full-time, maybe one and a half full-time people.
Yeah.
And we have four full-time staff members that are there every day to help people with their problems, help connect people. The question, we do a lot of events, and the question I always ask our business members is, what is that one thing that keeps you up at night? What's keeping you awake? And tell us what that is. And because we can't be your resource if we don't know what your pain point is.
Perfect.
So we've got to find out what that is and tell us what that is so we can create education, find content, talk to members, connect you with different businesses, do the things that are going to help make you successful. But if we don't know what that is, if you don't tell us what it is,
you can't do it.
You know, we're driving blind.
Yes. Interesting. Both Kelly and Erica looked immediately at you as you said, what keeps you up at night? So clearly, I guess, is it studying or nervousness for college? Now, tell me, what's next for Forget Me Not? You won this big competition. What's next?
Well, at college next year, I'll be studying fashion merchandising and public relations. So I'll be around a lot of people who this idea would definitely interest them. And I hope that someday I'm able to make it into an actual company instead of just theoretical, because it's like two of my passions is fashion and helping others. So that would be like my dream job.
Excellent. Very nice. Now, I'm curious to know, get to know you two personally. Do you do anything extracurricularly, any hobbies, favorite things to do outside of, you know, winning big business competitions and going to school?
I have been the field hockey manager at our school for the past 4 years, and I just really enjoy watching sports and kind of being involved, so that's why I'm going to sports medicine.
Excellent.
And I'm also very involved in our church and, like, the youth group there, and I help out during the summers during, like, our vacation Bible school and
very
all
good.
That kind of stuff.
Well, we're proud of you.
Yeah.
And what about you?
I've participated in an after-school activity called School of Rock, where I play guitar, piano, sing, and play bass, and we put on shows every couple of months. My last show was just last week, and that's a lot of fun. And then I'm also pretty involved in my church as well.
Excellent. What was your what's your favorite song to play on the guitar?
Probably Landslide by Fleetwood Mac.
Wow. I mean, gosh, these are Westchester Area School District students doing incredible things. I feel like I should get up and walk out, and you should be the host of this show, because what you're doing now, I can't even compare it to when I was
doing. I say that every time we present a scholarship at our annual banquet, and obviously coming up this month, we'll present the winner of our competition today, our scholarships today. And every time I present these students, we are so impressed.
Yeah.
They are doing things that we never thought of to do. weren't given the opportunity to really do.
Yeah.
We didn't need to do. I needed to play football and and do my classes, and that was it, and I could graduate.
Yeah.
And now it's so much more involved with the community and involved with your church and involved in sports and involved with after school activities and you got to take all these advanced classes. There's just so much more to do, and so much more that you need to do. And it's so impressive to watch how you find the time to do that and still be a teenager and enjoy high school and enjoy, you know, what you do. It really is impressive.
And I have to completely agree. I mean, there's not a day I go home from work and I'm just like, wow, we work with the brightest, best students in the world. I love it. We had to finish up here, but a couple more questions, Mark. Can you tell us a little bit about some of maybe the upcoming events you have, activities you have? You touched upon it a little bit earlier, but if you want to promote anything.
Sure, yeah. Well, Monday we have our Quest for the Chamber Cup golf outing, so we're very excited about that. That will also benefit our education foundation, and it's a fun event. We'll be at Radley Run. Shotgun started 12:30, so we're still looking for golfers, so that's upcoming. Next weekend, we are actually supporting Tough Mudder. We will be out there actually serving and selling beer, but the
terrible.
Funds, you know, it's an awful job, but the funds raised from that actually support the chamber, so it's great. So it's a partnership with Tough Mudder. They come into this area, and their give back is to work with a nonprofit. We help them by selling the beer and getting the liquor license, and they help us by allowing us to keep the profits. So,
wow.
So it's a really cool opportunity. So we're looking for some volunteers there. And then I would say our next big event is the Iron Hill Twilight Criterium in August. It's August 20th, Saturday, wow. August 20th. This year we are the championship of the Iron Hill of the race series, the Crit race series. So mm-hmm. the championships are actually happening here in Westchester. So the top cyclists from around the country always come. Mm-hmm. But this year they have even more incentive because it's the championships.
Wow.
And another thing most people have seen in the news, that this whole thing with the women's soccer and equal pay. Well, for the first time ever, we are having equal prize purses for the men and women pro teams. So
nice job.
That's exciting there.
Cool. So if anybody wants more information, they can look correct? Your website, gwcc.org?
GreaterWestchester.com.
GreaterWestchester.com. Yeah. And then the phone number?
GWCC.org will do it too, but
cool.
Yeah.
Okay. And you have a Twitter handle too. I know you guys tweet all the
time. Yeah, GWCC_PA.
Very cool. And we'll tweet a picture later of everyone in the studio. But before we close the show, I want to end with Erica and Kelly. Imagine that there is a Pierce Middle School student sitting at home right now listening to you guys on the radio, and they are just super inspired, but they don't know how to follow in your footsteps, but they want to. What would you tell them? I know it's a tough, loaded question.
Yeah. I guess just get involved and see what you like, and just help that figure out. There's so many clubs at Henderson alone or after school activities available to you. By getting involved with a bunch of different things, whether it be your church or at school, that really helps like shape what you want to do, and there's people within those programs that will help you further whatever you choose to do.
Yeah, and I think once you get involved, and you have to keep up with it and stay involved, and you can make so many great connections, making friends, contacts, just anyone.
Yeah, people are there to support you and help you and want to see you succeed, clearly.
Yeah.
Well, Erica, Kelly, Mark, thank you all for being here and for joining me on the May edition of the Westchester Area School District's Chalk Talk. That brings our show to a close a little early, but we appreciate you tuning in. Stay tuned to WCG 1520 AM for the next show.